All right, whose lights are not completely dimmed, Sharon Spiegelwagner. She's the director of a production on Legally Blonde. A very good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Excellent, thank you. It's awesome to be here.
Yes, it's great to be here.
So tell me about the production.
So I was commissioned by Joseph Gerassi to direct the musical at the school, which is at Red Hill School. And the story is basically about a girl named Elle Woods. She's very pink, she's very bright, and she's very happy, and she's very positive. And against all odds, she shows everybody that it's she's not just a dumb blonde.
Lovely.
She's a very special
Why that particular production? Why that particular show?
Well, I think it's firstly, the music is really great. It's really accessible for the students. You know, it's a pop musical, so they really enjoy the music. And I think the important thing is that they can relate to the stories, that there's a girl who's underestimated and who's trying to make it through and be a success at school. And against all odds, Elle makes it into Harvard Business School, but she goes there for her boyfriend, but then she does her ex-boyfriend, but then she doesn't realize that throughout, you know, being at Harvard, she realizes that she's more than just becoming a cookie cutter Stepford wife, you know, in America. And I think it's a lovely story for college students, especially the students that, the teacher was chatting to just before with you about what they're planning to do when they finish school and things like that. So this is a perfect, you know, place with a great content for the students and to just explore that kind of journey.
And how long does it take to put a production like this together?
It takes 2 years. No, I'm kidding.
So it just feels like
it feels like 2 years. Now, a production like this, I mean, we're actually quite strapped for time this time round. Every year they have a major production. Every year. And usually they have it after the holidays, but Joseph decided to do it before the holidays so that the kids can have a break. So it's not a long time. So in 6 weeks we're on. And but the kids have been unbelievable.
You know? 6 weeks.
6 weeks, that's it.
Wow.
But in professional theatre, you also get round about 4 to 6 weeks to put it. That's just how it works, you know. And it's a good model for the kids as well. If they want to do this, the performing arts, they have to realize that it's a deadline-centered kind of work, that you have to finish what you need to finish within a certain amount of time because the theatre is booked.
You have no choice.
You've got to be ready.
Work hard and do it.
As far as, you know, basically the kids were ready already during the audition process. So they were cast beautifully by Matt Cunahan, and then I stepped in to direct the project. And I'm very, very excited.
And where is it showcased?
Over here at Red Hill, they've got a beautiful auditorium, so the resources here are stunning. It looks like a theatre, so it's staged right here at the school.
And, of course, I remember Joseph Gerassi, the headmaster, from way back when.
Victory Park.
I'm talking about when he was at Sandringham High School.
Oh, wow, okay.
And he won, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he won the RAPS Best Actor Award.
Oh, really?
For Metamorphosis.
No, Joseph has always been somehow linked to the arts and the creative arts, and he's always followed a lovely reputation of doing a high standard of performance. You know, whatever work he does. So I was very excited.
And the kids are very much behind this. I mean, do you have to push kids to participate, or is this just something that they
are passionate about this? You know, now that the kids are watching YouTube and seeing all these America's Got Talents and Britain, you know, they're watching all of these things. It's so accessible, all of these performance arenas. They're starting to understand that they can also do this kind of stuff, and they're bringing their A game and they're doing beautiful work. I couldn't be happier.
And from what age do they participate in this?
So this is the high school, so it's from grade 7.
Okay, so it's from grade 7 to matric.
So this is a high school production. Which is, are they good? I think they're going to give some of the pros a run for their money, hey?
Well, that's absolutely fantastic.
Our lead is particularly lovely. She's wonderful. I'm very proud of her,
Is this open to the public?
It is, I believe so. Yes, it is open to the public, so please come and see the show.
Right.
There's wonderful talent. I get excited when I see young talent like this because I'm in the industry, so I'm excited to see who I'm going to get to work with one day or if they choose this field. I feel confident and excited about these.
That's incredible.
About these potentials. Yeah, they're really great.
Absolutely wonderful. I've been chatting to the director of production, the director of production on Legally Blonde, and that's Sharon Spiegelwagner. Well, all the best.
Please come watch. You guys have to come
absolutely,
watch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Certainly. Zanati, what do you think?
Definitely. And I mean, I love the movie. So it's very interesting.
So it is actually based on the movie with Reese Witherspoon playing as Elle Woods. Yes. And it is the musical version. They put a musical on Broadway.
I was going to say, because was the movie a musical? I don't remember.
It wasn't.
You know, I was thinking to myself, I feel so stupid. I don't remember them being you know, wow. a particularly different soundtrack.
No, the movie was not a musical, but they took it and then they adapted it for Broadway. I mean, Broadway's coming up with some of the most incredible stuff, really, really amazing stuff. Yes. The movies turning into musicals, musicals turning into movies, as you've seen The Greatest Showman, so The Greatest Showman's now going to be on Broadway. I mean, they're really having a nice,
and I was meant to
nice
love
synergy
that movie.
There.
Right. I just didn't.
Are we going to have a chihuahua?
I just didn't.
So the first day I walked in, I said, we need a Bruiser and we need a Rufus. So we have just auditions, our little pooches, and I believe we have cast a Bruiser.
Oh my goodness, that is so cute.
Okay, you got some idea.
Yeah, I'm sold.
There's going to be a Bruiser.
Right, it's absolutely incredible. So here we go. Before we go to music, I just want to ask you this.
Yes.
I didn't love the Greatest Showman at all. I just found it boring. I don't know. I just didn't. I found it very, it's formulaic. I don't know. I just didn't. But yet I absolutely loved Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, beautiful.
So, okay, as a professional, I wanted to ask your view on
But you're dealing with content. I mean, the story of Freddie Mercury, I mean, it's so layered, and it's layered with characters and layered with times and layered with, you know, how homosexuality was perceived in rock. And I mean, it's a whole...
It was actually the part of the story that shocked me most is how uncomfortable he was with his own sexuality.
Very, very.
I didn't realize that.
Very, very. I mean, I think most of the men, now that, you know, gender's being a little bit less interrogated and there's less stigma on it, but back then I think he was, you know, he was considered a manly man, and he was
so
quite uncomfortable
because
with
it. Our perception, certainly my perception of Freddie Mercury, is that he was comfortable with his sexuality.
What people don't know is that a lot of these rock stars are actually deeply insecure artists. I mean, they don't know the answers. They don't have the answers. They're just putting out the insecurities in a melodic form with amazing lyric, but it has no like relation to the confidence he has as a person. You know, and he was very damaged and very, very, but in that damage he created such strength.
Well, I think you need that damage and you need that vulnerability to
Vulnerability, I think that's
more
it
than
is.
Damage is that vulnerability. Yeah. That's I think what made him the great artist that
because
he was.
A lot of artists feel like, do I need to be a tortured artist to be a successful artist? And I don't think that's
I think
true.
It's vulnerability, not
vulnerability.
Not
it's empathy, the ability to empathize, and vulnerability. Yeah. Going there.
Alright, and that's where we leave it. We're going to take some music.
I don't want to stop really. Okay, but I'll stop.
There's a guy over there that we're going to talk to as well, so he might not be that comfortable.
Okay.
Thank you for
Thank you, Howard. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take some music. We'll be back after this.